2020. 4. A year in review. This year has been, without a doubt, one of the most satisfying ones of my life, personally and professionally, a solid year all around. Let's, as normal, break it down, then talk about 2025. Work and professional growth. On the work side, I've achieved a large percentage of what I wanted. I'm very happy to be away from under the faceless control of the human resources machine and back to being a genuine consultant in a small dynamic company, fixing larger corporate issues. My clients seem to be really happy with what I'm doing for them, and I've enjoyed the most positive new working relationship I've had in a decade. It feels like I've transitioned from being a contractor to being recognized as part of a genuine vendor, which is a significant step forward. The daily work itself has been both challenging and incredibly fulfilling. That makes all the difference. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. On the management side, I've learnt a lot. For years, I've thought of myself as a tech person who does some management. But now, I'm fully embracing a dual identity, a manager who deeply understands technology and the business. It's a shift that has required growth and adaptation, but I'm leaning into it. See, I'm even using management phrases. This year, I've also had the unique opportunity to observe and learn from a wide spectrum of project managers across a multinational organization from the inside, and finally see what drives them to do the things that seem so insane from the outside. The contrasts have been eye-opening. Seeing the range of styles and approaches has taught me lessons every single day. Personal life. On the personal front, this year has been full of joy. One of the biggest highlights: reuniting with my son in a proper way, watching him thrive and get engaged to an absolutely wonderful person has been a source of immense pride and happiness. For the first time in over a decade, we're celebrating Christmas together, three generations under one roof. That's a moment I've dreamed of for years. Health-wise, things are stable. My lungs, which have been a long-standing issue, are under control thanks to excellent care and support. And though there has been little growth, I don't feel much older. What are the goals for 2020? 5. I want to focus on growing my management skills. Good management has far more to it than most people actually do. People assume that once they've earned a managerial title, they've mastered the art. That's far from true. Just like in any profession, growth in management is a continuous journey. This year, my goal is to improve by doing, learning from hands-on experiences rather than formalized programs. I'm fortunate to have a couple of significant projects lined up, and I'm determined to deliver them as things of grace and beauty. Alongside this, I need to keep up with my knowledge in business and the tech side. Admittedly, 2024 was quieter on the business side, so this year I plan to dive back into my Chartered Insurance Institute exams and get at least a few of them taken. On the technology side, my main clients are heavily Azure focused, so staying current in that area is non-negotiable. Thankfully, I've been lucky to work with colleagues who, because I approach them with respect, are patient and willing to share their more up-to-date knowledge. This collaboration has been an incredible learning experience. On the personal side, one goal I've repeatedly set and neglected is returning to fencing. This time, I'm determined. Haverstock Fencing Club has added Saturday sessions, making it much easier to commit to regular practice. Another priority is addressing a new back problem, which stems from years of sitting at a computer. Thankfully, my fantastic personal trainer is guiding me through this, helping me strengthen my body and alleviate the issue. This year also marks my 50th birthday. and I'm determined to get my weight down to 100 kilograms. It's not just about the number. It's about not looking like an old fart at the parties this year. Lastly, I want to actually get a grip on the model painting. I've spent too much time procrastinating and pottering around rather than doing. This year I'll focus on actually painting a few armies, running a few campaigns, and playing some actual games.